We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we carry on. Roland, the question.
A question. Here's
a change of pace for you.
All right.
How often should you shower?
As often as my wife's nose tells me that I ought to do that. No, no. Well, in all seriousness, I mean, I shower every day.
Yes.
But I know about the depletion of body oils and things like that.
You've
got to be careful.
They're really getting on this now, particularly for young people. Some young people I know shower 2-3 times a day.
Ooh.
And I'm saying, well, unless you shower in the morning, you have gym class or doing that kind of thing.
That's different.
That's different. But on average, most people don't. However, this has become a problem for the skin because the elimination of what they now define as good bacteria. Now, I remember as a child, we didn't have a shower in where we lived, in a tenement house. And we used to have sponge baths. Yeah, it was.
Did you have a tub?
We had a tub.
Okay. Yeah,
it was a wash tub.
Oh my goodness!
The angle tub where they would scrub with the boards.
Sure.
Well, that's where you put your duper in the tub and your feet in the sink. And that's
what's
it.
A duper?
Your ass.
Oh, you can't say that on
well,
radio.
Well, I just did. Anyway,
you can't say. Take that back.
I'll take it back.
All right.
Anyway,
the jury will disregard that last statement.
But I put my feet in the sink, and that's how we were able to. And then the conversation. This goes back into the 50s. My aunt was a nurse, and we would talk about the whole area of bathing and showering and taking care of your skin. Okay. And today we sell, it's a $1 billion industry, any kind of lotion you could possibly imagine, they will sell you. For your hands, your face, your body, pick a spot of your feet, doesn't matter what it is. But what it's doing, unfortunately, to our kids is that it's creating lots of problems as they get older, okay? With problems with skin cracking and lesions and all of that.
I thought that happened automatically when you got older.
Oh, well, it does. But we're talking about people in their 20s and 30s.
Oh, okay.
Who literally are never out of the water. When you think about it, this one young man, three, four times a day, he told me, I said, why?
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a fetish.
And a lot of young people have it, okay? And apparently it's become a thing. Take a shower. I was delighted to be able to get a shower when I was a kid. We used to go to the public pool, and they have public showers. And that's how we would take a shower
sometimes.
Come
on, you probably even washed in the pool.
No.
Now you could admit that.
No, I'm not going to do that. But they had, in those days, they had public showers.
Did you do anything else in the pool?
No, never. I was very good that way.
Okay.
But my mother, I would be in real trouble. But they used to have, in those days, public showers.
That's true. Well, they still do today in other countries.
Yes.
Not here.
The public baths started with Rome and Greece. Okay. They were very fashionable and done beautifully. But that's where we'd go. We'd take a shower in the public baths. But today they've overdone it.
Okay. What is your point?
My point is that we need to be, as parents, watching our younger children and making sure that this does not become overdone, that there's a certain proportion between showering and clean and healthy skin, but skin that maintains the good bacteria for all purposes that we need, okay?
Well, it's one thing to soap all over and then you get rid of the good bacteria than it is just to wash the appropriate places and get out.
Yes, and the hair is another area that they've been working on lately. What's happening to your young people's hair? It's extraordinary. And they're washing their hair to the extreme. I do not wash my hair in the shower all the time for that reason. Not that I have much left in my hair.
I was going to look. I'm going to count the follicles here.
Every now and then I want to get into these topics because no one else talks about it. I jump into the pool like that, huh? I jump into the shower to get into the
shower. Do you come up with these topics from reading old Reader's Digest or what? What is this?
Well, we kind of break up the show as we run.
Well, that's true.
It kind of changes, gets the mix going. All right. We've got Sue DeCicco coming up, and I'm looking forward to having her on the broadcast. And let me say, this is Smith Sabatino, Roland Smith, Carl Sabatino. We're back. America. Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how did you pick the love of your life? Was it a feeling, a thought, or you just kind of liked his or her looks? Well, it all starts with a cheap trick formed early in life. Here's the science of it. Have you ever heard the song, "I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad"? Well, that's absolutely true for men. And it seems that girls want a girl just like the guy that married dear old mom. It's called sexual imprinting. And early in life, children create a mental pattern of their opposite sex parents' look and search for a life partner who matches the model. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if your husband looks like your dad or if your wife favors your mother, you just increase the odds of marital success. The partner makes us feel safer and more secure. The result, a much happier marriage. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Did you know that sharing a car can save you around $250 a month? Now, if you're figuring in a full 8-hour workday, you're up to $320 a month. Imagine being able to split your monthly car payment, your monthly fill-ups, your monthly insurance, and general maintenance. Big companies like Hertz and now a newer company called Zipcar are making the necessity to own a car almost obsolete. You simply pay a monthly fee for access to a shared vehicle. Companies like Zipcar will even drop it off for you. And when you're done, you simply return it to a designated parking spot. Best part? You don't have to pay for gas, for insurance, or any maintenance of any kind. Many people in big cities have already dumped their cars for this genius green alternative. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.